Hey, everybody, it's your host, Jamie Tates of the Superpower Success Podcast, and I'm so grateful that you're here today, and I wanted to talk about a topic that is something that we talk about with a lot of our coaching clients. It's something we use in our business that's had a real impact for us, and so I thought it was time to talk about this concept and hopefully have it resonate with you and have it be something that you can really take and internalize both personally and professionally, and hopefully shift your paradigm just a little bit in how you look at this. And the concept that we talk about, and what we call it, is the ripple effect. And what we really mean by this is the definition for us is the impact that you have on others that you don't know about and likely may never know about. So I want you to think of it like, right, you're in the middle of a still lake and you drop a rock. And that ripple goes on and on and on, really as far as the eye can see, outside of what you can even see anymore. And you know that ripple continues till it hits something else, right? Till it hits shore or something else. And many of us in our world, right, just see the ripples that are close to us, right? The things we see every day, the people we interact with. But what we really talk about here is a faith that the work you're doing, the help you're providing, the guidance, the mentoring, whatever it is having an impact on people multiple levels away from you, right? It's having an impact on others that you don't even know and you may never know. And you have to be okay, right? I talk about that word of faith because it really means you have to be okay never knowing what that impact actually is, but believing there's an impact there. And that's what we talk about in the ripple effect is how often do we really stop to recognize the ripple that we are creating with the work we're doing? It could even be our response to a situation, right, or an issue that we're dealing with. You know, and I look at this as how we're looking at this from our family's standpoint, right? How are we sending our families off in the morning, you know, to have their day and have an impact on someone else? If we're starting them off very stressfully and chaotic, then that's probably the ripple effect that we're sending to their classmates, as you know, our kids, or to our spouse and their work colleagues and everybody in that environment. You know, how are we, you know, having a ripple effect at the office with our employees, our vendors, our customers? You know, are we really looking at that every day and saying, what is the ripple effect of what we're doing? And do we really think about how our reaction to a situation can impact others and actually have a greater magnitude of impact even beyond that person standing in front of us or that issue that we're dealing with? What does that look like? And the ripple effect can be positive or negative, right? We have control over what that ripple that we're creating day to day is. And how does that impact other people? How do we choose to interact with people, whether it's people we know or people that we don't know? And I had this kind of epiphany last night as I was traveling back from a business trip, and I'm in the airport. And when I'm in the airport, I'm very focused, right? I'm getting through security. I'm getting to my gate, usually because I have time to sit down and work, which is just how I roll. But I'm always very focused, and I walk very, you know, kind of focused, and I'm kind of on a mission. And there are times when I'm walking in the airport that I can kind of see people getting out of my way. And it's just because they can kind of see that I'm on a mission somewhere. And yesterday, very intentionally, as I was walking through the airport, I was thinking about the ripple effect and thinking about this podcast. And so I made an intention to look up, look around, look people in the eye, you know, smile, just as they're passing me. And it just started, you know, really raising kind of how I was feeling. Like I felt better because I was actually noticing people, and I was focused on, you know, that interaction, even as we're just passing in the airport, you know. And so I have faith that maybe I lifted their spirits even just the tiniest bit. I didn't have to change their lives for it to be a ripple impact, but maybe I changed just how they felt at that moment, and they went on and had a different interaction with, you know, the clerk at the store that they were buying their water from, or the person at the gate when they were frustrated with something. You know, could I have a positive impact on them enough to change the ripple effect that they then have? And so I want us all to kind of think about that. You know, I think in today's world, we're so focused on our phones and we're focused on our own lives that we forget to just connect with people. And connection doesn't have to be this deep philosophical conversation that you have with someone. It can just be a smile in passing, right? It can be eye contact. It can be these small things. And at the airport yesterday, as I'm passing people and smiling at them, there's a lot of different things that they're thinking, right, as they pass me that I'll never know. Some of them could be thinking, who's the crazy lady walking through the airport smiling at everybody? But for some of them, they could just be walking past and their subconscious could just be lifted up just and they're smiling at the next person that they see. And for me, I don't need to know that I had that impact. I just believe that when I put that energy out, that that energy can be multiplied, right? Can have a greater impact on everybody else. And so I just strongly believe that there are times when that small smile or that just acknowledgement of them as a human being can have an impact on a person who's having a bad day, who's, you know, carrying something that we don't even know, that people around them don't realize. And what if we all worked just a little bit harder to make sure our ripple impact was a positive one that had a positive impact on our communities and our world? It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean you have to walk through the airport or the mall every time you go smiling at everybody and, you know, in some crazy way. It just means, what if that next call to customer service that I have to make because I'm frustrated with my cable provider or my cell phone provider or a billing issue, what if I just decided that I wanted it to have a positive ripple impact? I would still get what I eventually need out of the interaction. But what if I could also focus on making that a positive interaction for the person on the other side of the phone or the person at the store, right, that's customer service that's helping me deal with the issue I'm dealing with? What would that mean? And does it take any more work to have a positive ripple impact than to have a negative? It doesn't. And actually, I would argue that a negative ripple impact takes more energy and does take more work than having a positive ripple impact. And so it's just something for us to think about as we go through our day to day, because we never know the pain, the issues, the obstacles that other people are dealing with. And what if a positive interaction with us could change the course of their day? Would we be willing to give them that positive impact, to give them that positive interaction? And what if we could have a positive ripple effect that we never see the results from? Would we still want to have a positive impact? I think we would. So is it worth that extra smile? Is it worth that extra email to tell someone, you know, that you're grateful for what they've done or for just something that they've helped you with? You know, would it be worth sending that message that you actually see them and you're grateful for them and that they have helped you? And so I just want to share a couple stories and why this has become, this is something we have talked about for years in our business and with our clients, but it's something that just really hit home for me in the last couple weeks. And I'm sitting at my desk here recording the podcast, looking at this huge bouquet of flowers that I got last week when I wasn't even in the office. And my team said, "You got flowers." And when I got here, I opened up the card and the flowers are from a client that I'm not even working with anymore, right? We've done the coaching and I'm not even working with them. And the card just said, "I want you to know that I'm grateful for the impact that you've had for me." That was it. They have no idea. And maybe if they're listening, they do. They know who they are, but they may have no idea the positive impact of that. And that day, opening that card, they had an impact on all the rest of my clients. They had an impact on how I engaged in social media. They had an impact on my family that evening when I got to tell them the story about the impact that I'd had. So they had a ripple, whether they ever know it or not. You know, another great story is right before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, I got an email randomly from a client that I'm actively working with. And through this email was just telling me how grateful they are for what I have done for them, right? Just doing what I love to do, right? In my own success and my zone of genius, the gratitude they have. And their words were that I had they'd single-handedly changed the course of their life. They didn't have to send that email, right? We don't have to share that information. We have people all the time that have positive impacts on us. But what if they hadn't, right? What if they had chosen to not send that email for free that took them 5 minutes to type up? They would have never had the ripple impact that that had on, again, my family as I went into the Thanksgiving holiday. It was the day before, right? My business, as I think this time of year about my business and the struggles and the obstacles and the successes that we're having, they are having an impact on all of that just by the email that they sent and the gratitude that they showed. And so it's not just understanding the ripple impact we have on others, but it's also making sure that we are intentional about creating a positive ripple impact for others, right? How can we have that impact on someone else? How can we remember to tell the people, you know, that have had a positive ripple impact on us that we appreciate them? Right? And making sure that people know, because when we do that, we multiply our efforts. And we multiply our efforts out into the world and into our communities to make them a better place. So it really is a magnification of the impact we can have when we're sending out those positive ripple impacts into the world and into the people around us. So this was something that was just, you know, it is so ingrained in who we are as a business that sometimes you forget about it. But it was just brought to the forefront for me so many times in the last couple weeks that I just thought it was a topic that I wanted to share with all of you. And I want to challenge you today and every day, really, not just today, but I want you to start today to think about the ripple impact and effect of every single one of your interactions with someone else, whether that's in business, in your personal life, just in your communities as you go through your day to day. And I want you to consciously think about the impact you want that ripple to have. And hopefully that starts to change your mindset just a little bit about how you interact with others and how you handle situations. And I want you right now, as soon as you're done listening to this, is I want you to write a note. I want you to send an email. I want you to give a call to someone that has had a ripple impact for you, that has had an impact in your life, and I want you to start that ripple again through them. So I challenge you to do that today. Hopefully this has just helped you just look at things just a little bit differently, because our true road to success is only going to be worth it if we're having an impact on the way, right? If we're creating a ripple effect around us in everything that we do. And we have an opportunity every single day to just be a little bit better. And so this is one thing that you can do today to just take it to that next level, right? And really drive to that next level of fulfillment and success for you. So as always, I appreciate all of you being here. I appreciate you subscribing and giving us ratings and reviews so we know what's resonating with you. And please share this podcast, even if it's just this episode, with someone that you think needs to hear this message, because that in and of itself can have a ripple impact for that person and change their perspective and how they're looking at things. So as always, thank you for being part of this community. And until next time, make sure you're focusing on those superpowers that you have to create that ripple effect and really get to that next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.